Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Steve Bertrand, and this is the Afternoon Focus. Each week, we'll bring you a deeper look into a news story from different points of view. The year 2020 has been quite interesting for everyone. No one knows this better than America's farmers. As summer comes to an end, farmers across the country are gearing up for one of the busiest farming seasons, the fall harvest. And I wanted to get an inside look on how this year's harvest might be different from previous years. So I went to legendary agribusiness broadcaster Orion Samuelson. He talked about the biggest challenge the coronavirus pandemic meant to Illinois farmers.
I would say the biggest challenge we've had because of the pandemic happened fairly early in the growth of the problem, and that was the shutting down of many of the meat processing plants, because that affects a lot more than the plants themselves. It affects people who grow cattle and hogs and lambs, those meat animals, that when they reach a certain age, a certain weight, they have to go to processing. And with all of the plants shut down or curtailed as much as they were, it really lined up the background of cattle and hogs who could not be processed when they were supposed to be. And as I've said many times, when they get to a certain weight that is the best weight for the processing, you've got to send them to the plant. But they couldn't do that this spring because those plants were shut down.
You know, so much has happened. I forget what I've forgotten, but they ended up putting down a lot of livestock, right?
They did, because they had no place for them to be processed. And as I said, when they're ready, you've got to do the processing. And so, I got a lot of calls about, you know, with people hungry, why are we killing cattle and sheep and why are we dumping milk? Because cows have to be milked and those meat animals have to be taken to market when they're ready, because if they go beyond that, they lose a lot of quality.
I also want to know if soybeans and corn were affected as well.
Not as much. We have the trade wars, right, of course, the tariff wars that we've gone through and the trade agreements, but they have come back pretty well. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to me how much China is buying since the phase one of the trade agreement was signed, because just about every day I get reports of several thousand tons of corn or soybeans sold not only to China, but to our neighbor to the south, Mexico. They are a big buyer of U.S. corn. And so, yeah, it's been interesting to watch the recovery on the lost sales because of the trade wars.
Orion also says that even though soybeans didn't fully recover, it's not like livestock, because the beans can be stored. Lastly, one thing that had a direct effect on Illinois farmers was this year's record-breaking hurricane season.
Anytime a hurricane moves into the Gulf of Mexico, farmers up here in the Midwest get worried, because we've seen too many of those Gulf hurricanes turn into downpours of rain and head up the Mississippi, right, River. And so they get up into our area, and rain is not good at harvest time, because we have to keep the combines rolling.
Coming up next on the Thursday Focus, we hear from a local family farm and how this year's harvest has been on the positive side. I'm Steve Bertrand on Chicago's Afternoon News on WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. We're continuing this week's edition of the Thursday Focus, taking an inside look into this year's harvest season and how the harvest might be different from other years. For 22 years, the 260-acre Kuipers family farm in Maple Park has been offering the farm experience to people from all over the Midwest. They come in the fall to pick apples and pumpkins. Kim Kuipers talked to WGN's John Williams. She says the harvest has been a positive one.
Pumpkins are great. They're really good. My family has been harvesting nonstop day and night, because starting last year, we included a pumpkin with each admission into the pumpkin farm. So we've got to have plenty on hand. We're all stocked up. There's bins and bins and bins going up and down my driveway of ones that they've already harvested, all ready to get out there into the field. But and then the apple crop's been really good. flavorful, a little small this year just because the lack of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So, but otherwise, just as tasty as always, and you can just fit more in your bag.
She says she's thankful for everyone who stops by her farm.
Yes, it's been we're very blessed to have all the business and really excited to be able to offer such a unique way for folks to come out and do something fun and something that feels normal and feel safe at the same time, because we're outdoors and we've got acres and acres and acres of land for people to social distance on. So it's a really unique situation to be in, and we're excited to be in it.
And speaking of social distancing, John wanted to know if masks were required while on the farm.
You are asking people to wear a mask when they walk up, and you do want them to make a reservation, right?
Well, for certain aspects of our farm, yes. Masks in our admissions area, although, you know, again, most of them are outside, but as we, you know, as you come up to the admission area where people tend to group up more, yes, we're asking them to wear masks. We have signage. We have plexiglass protection up for the cashiers. But once you're in and into, say, the 35-acre apple orchard, and you can safely social distance from other groups, you're welcome to go ahead and take your mask off. Same thing once you're in the pumpkin farm activity area. That's 60 acres, so plenty of room to go ahead and take your mask off. We still have a lot of guests who are choosing to wear their masks in those areas, but I think parents are really, you know, excited to be able to let the kids take the mask off and run and feel, you know, normal.
Coming up on the final segment of the Thursday Afternoon Focus, we hear how this year's harvest affected one of Chicago's premier farmers markets. I'm Steve Bertrand on Chicago's Afternoon News on WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. We're continuing this week's edition of the Thursday Afternoon Focus, where each week we bring you a deeper look into a news story from different points of view. Today we're taking an inside look into this year's harvest season and how the harvest might be different from previous years. Of course, we've been talking about the fires today. Melissa Flynn is the executive director of the Green City Market. She talked about what was the best harvest this year.
I will say, gosh, I have eaten just a ton of tomatoes this year. Ton of corn from Smith's Farm, and right now I always look forward to apple season. I absolutely, there is no comparison from a farm fresh apple to a grocery store bought apple, so I always anxiously look forward to this. And of course, strawberries earlier on in the summer were fantastic.
But she says that, like many other businesses, 2020 has been a challenging year.
It really has been for everyone such a challenging year. We typically have our indoor market at the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum. And of course, like everyone else, in March, we're told, okay, you can't come in this weekend. Hopefully you'll be open next weekend. And of course, we know how that ended up. So our last indoor market was February 29th. And by April 1st, when we realized we really aren't going to be open again, we pivoted quickly and set up a delivery and pickup system through our app called What's Good.
And so that kind of took off. I think I saw you had more than 7,000 people sign up for that.
Yeah, it really has been an essential lifeline for our farmers through all of this. It's been fantastic, both for the farmers and for the shoppers.
She also says this year has a totally different feel to years in the past.
It really, the whole feel when we weren't open in May in our usual place. So we ended up, normally we're open the first Saturday in May. We weren't allowed to be open until June 13th in Lincoln Park and June 20th in West Loop. And the comments and the outpouring of people just saying, it doesn't feel like summer without being at the market. I miss my farmers. I miss seeing the people that I normally see at market. And so really, it is such a part of people's weekly routine that to not have it did seem off to everybody, for sure.
I really wanted to know what she was hearing from farmers downstate.
It has been sort of just an absolute roller coaster of a year. So when we started talking in March about the markets being closed, I had lots of conversations with farmers saying, do we plant less this year? What do we do? Are we going to have an outlet? So the first thing we did was just start putting up more information on our website and our social channels so that people could order directly from the farmers while we were trying to get our delivery platform up and running. What we have also seen is an uptick in CSAs, community supported agriculture. For the last couple of years, I would say that revenue stream has gone down for most farmers. But this year, when grocery store shelves were empty and people weren't able to get the food that they wanted, a lot of them turned to farmers to get food directly from them. So their CSA orders really picked up this year.
Finally, Melissa Flynn of Green City Market says people don't realize how hardworking the farmers really are.
Yeah, a lot of our farmers will start packing their trucks at maybe 2, 3 in the morning as they drive in from wherever they are. It takes them a couple hours to set up. We're always setting up in the dark. I've certainly learned the power of a good headlamp in this job. But they work so hard, and then when they finish their however long at their respective markets, they're driving back, they're unloading the trucks, they're washing everything, putting everything back, and getting ready for the next day, because many of them do multiple markets a week. It is truly back-breaking work, and unfortunately, really undervalued work for those farmers that are growing sustainably.
Coming up next week on the Thursday Focus, we'll have an in-depth look at policing in the city of Chicago. I'm Steve Bertrand on Chicago's Afternoon News on WGN.